This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2. Thank you for sticking with us, and thank you for making us the number one show right now. Hour 2, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Out of 89 radio stations nationwide, we have 91 affiliates, and we appreciate your trust. And 53 countries as well are tuning in right now, so we thank you for that very much. We're talking about, friends, a couple days ago, I had gotten a text from someone that told me that ABC News just did a national broadcast on Waco. And he also told me that they used part of my voiceover for, I did a short piece that's about 10 minutes long on Columbine High School, Waco, Ruby Ridge, and Oklahoma City bombings, interjecting information that the media didn't want you to have in there. And I said, you're going to have to come up with your own conclusions. And in saying that, I thought, okay, well, that's totally fine. We're going to do a piece on it too, by the way, but they didn't ask for permission. And then I began to watch the documentary, and it, folks, I'm telling you what, it gets anybody that has a proper balance of the history of this country to where it started to where we're at today. It puts everything into proper perspective as to coming to the conclusion that you're right about the media. You're coming to the conclusion that you're right about corruption in government. There's a usurpation going on. There's authoritarianism going on both on the side of the media and the government, hand in glove. And it's over the top. And when I began to watch this documentary, I became indignant. It's like, oh, my gosh. I mean, folks, because they've done it to me so many times. They accuse you of the things that you're not guilty of because they're trying to enrage the people to see it their way. And I shared with you, friends, during the first hour that when I look at the comments section, it was completely backfiring on ABC. And it has since Waco. And it's not a justification of David Koresh. It's justifying the fact that, listen, they have a right to defend themselves if need be. But interestingly enough, as I said earlier during the first hour here, friends, one of the guys that was in the Davidian branch during the time the government attacked him, he said during negotiations what they said and what they did were two different stories. And he said they were constantly daring us and provoking us to respond so they could justify their attack. Folks, they brought in tanks. Folks, it was a communistic-style paramilitary attack, an assault on Americans, innocent individuals. And that's what it was. And I've been highlighting it. And I've been dissecting the things that were said and how they were said. And folks, where I'm at right now is the fact that if everybody was reading their Bibles, they wouldn't be following man anywhere. If anybody was reading their Constitution, they wouldn't be following man anywhere. They would understand the institution of the Word of God by following the Christ. They would understand the institution of government by following the Christ and understanding the lawgiver, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, concerning the Mosaic Institution, which our government is established upon, called the Mosaic Institution. I also told you during the last hour how them that are guilty of killing the innocent in Waco, somehow it was justifiable when they used scripture. And I also took time to show you how they took out of context things that the Word of God does say. See, they want to demonize Christians. And they want to equate all Christians to the likes of David Koresh. Because they want you to be just like them. And really what it comes down to, just like I said at the end of the last segment, this comes to a spiritual warfare that is meeting in the natural, friends. Ephesians 4:12, concerning government's war with God. And it's interesting, when you look at David Koresh, he was a young man. You know, who taught him what he knew? Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified by her children. You know, John Wesley said, what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. I'm trying to convince you during the first hour of the facts of the case concerning Waco, Ruby Ridge, and that of the Oklahoma City bombing by interjecting information into the narrative that they just conveniently left out because they didn't want you to have the facts, because guilt is written all over those that killed the innocent. And furthermore, I'm trying to convince you, America, that Bill Clinton was responsible not only for Waco, but also part of Ruby Ridge, and also that of Columbine in the Oklahoma City bombing. He wants you to believe him now. He was the one that had the helm in hand. And the media was right there in an attempt to justify, but it completely backfired. I mean, the guy lies continuously. He's a part of scandal after scandal. He's an adulterer. There's 147 dead bodies around him in Mena, Arkansas, concerning this governorship alone. Watch Clinton Chronicles. Folks, you need to pull the curtain back. Then he comes out and admits he was lying about his adultery. And then all of a sudden he was impeached. And that was about Chinagate, where he was selling secrets, military secrets, U.S. military secrets to the Chinese. It was called Chinagate. Had nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky. But you didn't know that because they didn't want you to know about that. That's called treason, Article 3, Section 3. Now he wants you to believe him. And I'm also sitting here trying to convince a people concerning Scripture and your founding documents that your government is the one responsible for sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb, and now they want you to believe that it was the Davidians. They want you to believe that it was Randy's fault, Weaver over at Ruby Ridge. And they want you to believe that Timothy McVeigh was all alone in his endeavor dropping that bomb in Oklahoma City when the ATF knew what was going on. Not one of them died, friends. They were called off. They were told not to show up because something was going down. And then we find out later on, friends, all the cover-up going on with the Oklahoma City bombing, that the papers that could have indicted the Clintons were all inside of that building, were conveniently blown up. Well, some people will say, well, Bradley, you brought up Columbine too. Well, just go aside to the fact that if you watch the video concerning Columbine, friends, eyewitnesses, folks, saw more than two shooters. And when they're high-profile media cases, per se, you have to know right there they're trying to capitalize on something. And what did they try to capitalize on after Columbine? Guns. What did they try to capitalize on? Waco. Attack Christians. Christianity's bad. God and country. Remember what she said. That's what it was all about in a nutshell. God and guns. Okay. Capitalizing on guns again. Disarming the American people. They want you to take on a communist mindset is what they want you to do. And what they don't know is and realize is they're falling into the pit that they themselves have dug, and I'm not going there with them. In Columbine, friends, not only was there several eyewitnesses of more than two shooters, there was also eyewitnesses of kids getting shot, one kid in particular getting shot by the police. One of the young men was even taken into a mental institution for the information that he had because he had an eyewitness account. And what you didn't know is Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, their friends were being interviewed after that shooting that day on April 20th, 1999 in Columbine High School. They were both shot dead at a subway. The conclusion was that it was a professional hit done by a sniper. Did you hear about that? No, you didn't, because they didn't want you to know about it.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela with OperationJerichoProject.com. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. He also reveals evidence of the anti-American, anti-family and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community, and then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio and Operation Jericho Project in our mission to rescue our children from the government system. And let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I want to make sure that everybody understands the information that I'm sharing with you is beyond repudiation. There's no rebuttal. 1-866-582-9933. The media can't deny this. All the information I've given you. They just left it out through omission. Advertently, they didn't want you to know about it, period. But I also want to let you know, on the other side of this sword, government is a God-ordained institution. And I love good government. I totally do. I stand behind good government. I enforce good government on a daily basis on this radio show, always exposing the corruption. The Bible says, a little leaven leaveneth a whole lump. I don't want the leaven. The Bible says the foxes spoil the vine. I don't want the foxes spoiling the vine because I want a future and a hope for our posterity, not just mine, but yours as well, your kids as well. Government is not reason, said the first president of the United States of America. It is not eloquent. It is force like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible action. Did you hear what I said? Reiterating George Washington, the first president of the United States of America. Government is not reason. It is not eloquent. It is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible action. You should have seen, as a matter of fact, if you go to Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, go to the YouTube Conspiracy Theory No More. Look at what the ATF members said of those that were in charge of those assaults on the Davidian branch in Waco. Listen to what they had to say. You can also watch the video of Bill Clinton's bodyguards being killed. You can watch that. See, again, but they don't want you. They want you. They want to put themselves in a position where they can justify what they do. And I'm talking about the leaving. I'm talking about the foxes that need to be dealt with, friends. And you know that this has been here for a long time. It's been here for a long time. Enough is enough. You know, again, ending with the documentary, folks, Truth and Lies by ABC News. Again, they got a whopping 2,911 views on a national program in an attempt to justify. And see what they're doing is they're only storing up more wrath concerning the American people that know that they're lying. They're not getting the response that they want because people are aware of what is really going on here. That's why gun sales consistently rise in this country. They're not stupid. I mean, just think about it. The last administration was busy arming your enemies within, trying to tear you down from within, and they still want you to believe them. No matter what they say, they know better than me and you. Baloney. They're acting outside of their constitutional authority. It's called their scope of authority. They're usurping. They're violating. They're committing the acts of treason. Many of them are. Okay? Government is not reason. It is not eloquent. It is like force, like fire. It's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible action. And that's exactly what I'm talking about right now. During the end of the documentary, again, it was justifiable somehow for this guilty party that was guilty of committing the acts of murder against those innocent individuals, adults and children, 78 of them to be exact. Isn't it interesting, too, that they accused the Davidian branch members after they were dead of everything? But they couldn't when they were alive because what happened is they kept the phone line going to the media that would air them and play their pieces that David wanted to play. And there was conversations going on between the inside and the outside continuously. And much of it was actually recorded. And I'll tell you what, the narrative that was set by the media does not line up with the narrative that I was listening to whatsoever. As a matter of fact, complete contrast, opposite. But he was talking about false prophets. Now, I want to go to the responsibility not of corrupt governments, okay? And again, keep in mind, I love good government. I'm on the side of good government. And if you know the Word of God in the Bible, in the Constitution, you know that everything I'm doing is referencing that. Period. But I want you to understand that false prophets in this country turn America away from God. And see, and that's what they're hoping to use David Koresh for, Jim Jones for, and others for, is they want you to turn against God and subject yourself to the corrupt state where there's corruption. It tells us in 2 Chronicles 19:10, and whatsoever cause shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This doing you shall not trespass. And I want you to listen carefully again, because I want to interject into this conversation that if people were reading their own Bibles, there wouldn't be David Koresh's. There wouldn't be Jim Jones's. See, and that falls to the responsibility of those that call themselves Christians in this country. Because they're to be cast out for what they teach. 1 Timothy 4:1. If they don't correct themselves. You know, and that comes to my aid, too. People kept talking about how he was hearing from God. And one of the things David Koresh was in Waco, and I'm watching this video where he invited the media inside to listen to him preach. Doesn't sound like a guy that was trying to hide much, if anything. You know, Jesus did everything in the light of day, and that's what we're called to do. Again, not justifying David Koresh, but it doesn't line up with the narrative. But I did notice they kept trying to say that David said he heard from God. And they kept highlighting that as if that is a thing of the past when God is talking to all of us all the time. You know, the problem that they're having is the Lord was talking to David, Koresh. David just didn't want to hear, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Acts 20 verse 21 in Matthew 3, 2. You see, he's talking to you too. He's telling you one thing or another, and I can guarantee you for a good portion of you, the message is repent. Do you hear his voice? For the kingdom of God is at hand. That you might open your eyes and by the power of the Holy Ghost turn men from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting God the repentance to those that hear. Repent towards God and put your faith in Jesus Christ. That's the message. Not in David Koresh, not in Charles Mann, not in Jim Jones, none of them. And a lot of harlotans and heretics today. But folks, just think about it. The church was doing their job. The reason people sometimes fall in line with the likes of a David Koresh is because they don't know the word for themselves. Because the truth has been so diluted, and what they've been doing their whole lives is following pastor after pastor, when in fact an apostle, prophet, and teacher are those that are supposed to lead 1 Corinthians 12:28. Not a pastor. That shows you the ignorance of the world and the professed church in this country today. It tells us in 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly. See how we've been warned again over and over and over again? The Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. 1 Timothy 4:1. And instead of people knowing the word of God for themselves, they begin to follow the arm of the flesh. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And we walk by faith, not by sight. Our faith doesn't consist of us taking our sleeve and taking it to those overseers in the church. We have a personal responsibility. The Bible says that we're supposed to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Not the church overseer, the deacon, the bishop, whatever the case might be. He's not supposed to work it out for you. He may be an overseer to feed the flock. But the bottom line is, Paul said, I subject myself to no man's power. He subjected himself to the Christ and to the Christ alone, period. And then when we come together, guess what? We walk in the fear of the Lord in unity. And then we talk about the anointing in Psalm 133, how the anointing ran down Aaron's beard. And then we talk about the unity of the anointing that it brings, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, which is by the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you what, it's in holiness. Not in compromise, not in fraternizing with the arm of the flesh, not straddling the fence, one leg in the church and one leg in the world. No. The church is a barracks to be fed and to go out and feed the world as we follow the Christ. Jesus said, when you become followers of me, follow me, he said, and I'll cause you to become fishers of men. If you're not a fisher of men and you're hiding out in some barracks somewhere, hey, you know what? Wrong Bible. The whole purpose is to go out there and seek and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. Come on! Don't shout me down, folks. But we're talking about false prophets turning America away from God. See, the professed church today is advocating what God abhors, and they're giving a diluted message. And I'm about ready to get over to church signs in just moments. Proverbs 6:16 through 19. In fact, they're going so far to set people at war with God. When you read Micah 3:5, it says, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace, peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him. Okay? So the Lord's warned us all the way around the boards. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about Waco, Texas, Truth and Lies that ABC News just did a couple days ago for those that are just joining. And it's interesting how when any of the Davidian, the Branch Davidian members used scripture, they would take them and then they would demonize what they used when in fact some of it was scriptural. So I straightened that mess out during the first hour. And then it was interesting as well, one of the guilty party of murdering them innocent people, all 78 of them in that Davidian branch on that day in Waco, Texas. It's interesting, when he used scripture, all of a sudden it was justifiable and it was good. When he called David Koresh a false prophet. And so what I'm doing is I'm going to scripture and saying, okay, cool. You know, I'm talking about false prophets here too, and what scripture has to say about them. And what they do is they turn, false prophets turn people, not only do they cause them to err, but they also say peace, peace when there is no peace. And then it also talks about, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him. It's interesting how some people that have not the Spirit, because the Bible says the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. When they don't have the Spirit to give the letter life, it kills. Right? And by the way, David Koresh was a gloom and doomer. I mean, that should have been the first sign to anybody to get out of Dodge. And it's interesting how the hippies of the day today can preach gloom and doom all day, but it's okay because they haven't drawn the line. But when you draw the line concerning corruption, boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to have to deal with you. We're going to send the message that we're not going to tolerate you standing up against us. And I also understand that true government has the authority, and that's good if it's done for the right reasons, that they're a terror unto those that are evil, but they're to be a praise unto them that do good works. I mean, folks, it's cover up, it's scandal after scandal, and that's exactly what we're dealing with here again. So I'm going to what he said about false prophets, and I highlighted the false prophets during the first hour and today. Hey, folks, the false prophets aren't saying peace, peace. They're warning men to flee from the wrath to come, is what they're doing. David Koresh got caught up with those things that are taking place in the flesh, is what he did. And constitutionally, he had every right in the world to do so. Not again justifying David Koresh, justifying the facts of the matter. But again, when it comes to the responsibility of the church in America, why are we talking about a David Koresh? Why are we talking about a Jim Jones? Because if everybody was reading their Bible, they would have marked him for his offenses. And to bring down to the deluded, I want you to see this, because this is the message. The professed church in America is breeding anything and everything. And not in a good way. 95%, 98% of them. And I'm about ready to show you this. You know, grace teaches us, go and sin no more. John 8:11. Not go ahead and do whatever you want to do and just come back to Jesus and you're going to heaven. And it also tells us in 1 John 5:4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that we overcome the world, even our faith. Who gave us the faith? Galatians 2:21. Jesus did. And then it also tells us, nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, Romans 8:37. And then in 1 John 3:9, it tells us, whosoever is born of God does not violate God's moral law, because they are empowered by the Christ to overcome, Matthew 1:21. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he's born of God. See, these scriptures that I'm sharing with you right now are foreign to most of the modern professors of Christianity. It's a foreign language to them to actually read what the word says rather than what the overseer said. I'm giving you the pure, undefiled word, not corrupt and reprobate in many cases coming from the pulpit today. It's foreign to them. And yes, there is two languages. There's one of the spirit and there's one of the world. Read 1 John 4. You'll understand the spirit of Antichrist. Those that drive you to the cross are of the Holy Ghost. Those that drive you away from the cross is the spirit of Antichrist. See, these are the same people that talk much of grace but know nothing of it. You might see these people, again, as I shared yesterday, driving down the street with bumper stickers that say such things as, Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven. Now, the interesting, because that runs counter to Scripture. I mean, for some reason or another, perfection to them is an offense. And then what they do is they hide behind their offenses towards God. Well, Christians aren't perfect. They're just forgiven. No, it's a lack of Christianity. Because when we look at Scripture, we find that it tells us that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. I ask, where's the grace? Romans 5:20. So I put forth the question to those who remain in their sins, because the Bible says if you continue on in your sin, you're going to die in your sins. And the sin that you go on with are those that are unrepented of. I ask, where's the grace? Now, before I get into the church signs, I want you to listen to this. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. And perhaps these are merely reading church signs across the nation that make light of the God of Israel, 1 Samuel 2:30, signs that lightly esteem the sacrifice of the Son of God. Let's go. This is the reason why, and this is a lack of accountability and obligation before God and man on the behalf of those that profess to call themselves Christians. These are church signs in America, okay? I want you to listen carefully. Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queens. You know, I think of third world countries, and I think of people that have to smuggle Bibles in so they can read them. Matter of fact, I have a video of a bunch of folks in China who got a case of Bibles, and when they opened them up, they all began to kiss their Bibles and sob. Profusely, friends. I mean, they were heavily sobbing. And you could see it was straight from the heart. They were so thankful they had the Word of God. In some third world countries, they only get a portion of the Bible. So what they do, so they don't get caught with the Word of God, they take it and they hide it. They dig a hole and they hide it in the ground. And then when they want to read it the next day, and the next day, and the next day, they continuously dig it up. Yet we have a Bible in every hotel across this country, literally. And you can see how they go on red. Matter of fact, every time I stay in a hotel, I'll read it and I'll highlight it and then I'll put my name on it on the very bottom. Not signing it, just letting you know that I took the time to read it. So if you ever run into one of those, call me, please. 1-866-233-0747. Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's, and why doesn't the world take the professed church seriously? Here's another one. Walmart's not only the saving place. Come on in. I mean, just think about it. Walmart's not the only saving place. Wait, what did it take to redeem man? The cross of Calvary. And what took place on the cross of Calvary? When his blood and water flowed, it was the propitiation of the sins of the world. It's called the atonement at one ment. That's what it cost to bring us back to God. And here you have professors in America making light of the sacrifice of God. Walmart is not only the savings place. It's not the only saving place. Come on in. Talking about billboards. Why doesn't the world take your message serious? Give me a break. What a joke. If you think it's funny, why would I take it serious? Just think about that. I want you to listen to something Charles Spurgeon rightly said. And boy, oh boy, did he nail it. Right on the money. He said, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. This all coming from the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, out of England. A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. It's exactly what's happening today. I'm talking about church signs in America. Here's another one. Now is a good time to visit our pastor. He's on vacation. Can you believe that? To demean their spiritual overseer when the Bible tells us that we're to honor him in a double fashion. Double honor we're to give our spiritual overseers. It doesn't say that we're supposed to subject ourselves to him, but we honor him for he is an overseer of our souls. We still follow the Christ, but we still give honor to those that labor in the word. Read the book of Acts chapter 6 when you get a moment. Now is a good time to visit because our pastor's on vacation. First of all, again, go back to the fact that a pastor is not called to lead the church. An apostle is. A prophet is. A teacher is. 1 Corinthians 12:28. And pastors brought up one time in the New Testament. It's interesting how backwards and upside down the professors have become. Here's another church sign. This is why the pews are being emptied across this country because they don't even believe their own message. Listen to this one. The best vitamin for a Christian is B1. It's to be one. Get it? The best vitamin for a Christian is to be one. Now, if you somehow think this is funny, I want you to lay it up to the cross of Jesus Christ because it is blasphemy. It is demeaning. It's degrading. You know, I went to Arlington Cemetery on one particular. I've been there several times. We always make it a point to go there and say thank you. And interestingly enough, I was on the road going up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and I noticed a little kid walking on the grass where the headstones were, and I knew it was going to be very short-lived because it was a sign of disrespect. And as he was walking down the road, he began to jump all over the grass, and just instantaneously, someone said, kid, get off the grass. But how is it that the professed church, who should have a higher standard, as they claim they serve the living Christ, they continuously lower the standard to reprobate man? I mean, it's like you're going into a show to be entertained. Well, maybe Spurgeon was exactly right. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know, 90% law, 10% grace, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, isn't it interesting? The early church was married to poverty, prison, and persecution, but today's church is married to prosperity, personality, and popularity. And doesn't that line up with these church billboards? I mean, folks, instead of the church raising the bar, those that call themselves Christians, raising the bar, what they do is they lower it. They demean their own message. They knock the legs out from under themselves. They undo themselves. We're talking about modern day church signs that are on their lawns, friends. And they wonder why nobody believes them. They wonder why they see young people spin out in this country. It reminds me of the book of Jeremiah where Jeremiah sought to look for the great men, and he couldn't find them. But we still have the Word of God, and that's where we look in the first place. And there he is. But again, talking about church billboards demeaning their own message, and I'll tell you what, boy, they're doing a good job at it. And just like I said, too, Spurgeon was right when he said, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. Tearing down our father's altars live on sonsoflibertyradio.com even now. Like that of Gideon when he was commanded by God to tear down his father's altars. And guess what? They wanted to kill him. But Gideon did it anyways, didn't he? Yes, he did.
A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. Welcome to America. And it's interesting because what comes to my aid is William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, said, and how right on he was, 100 years ago, said, I consider the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, and salvation without regeneration, and politics without God, and heaven without hell. You know, the fact of the matter is, and one thing that I can bank on, is that everybody listening to me, regardless if you're a friend or foe, you're all going to answer to my Heavenly Father, because it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Him and Him alone do you need to answer to. If I might suggest, it would be a good idea for you to get it right. Because this is the kind of stuff that we have put up with for a long time. And we're talking about David Koresh being a false prophet. And of course, they meant to take it to the extreme. But I'm talking about what we're seeing in America. And I'm asking the question at this point, who's teaching the young people that it's okay to spin out and end up becoming whatever they want to become? I mean, it was reported concerning Waco that David Koresh somehow or another thought he was the Messiah. Why did he start to think that? And don't sit there and tell me about this accountability garbage and all this other stuff, subjecting yourself to somebody in the church. It's unscriptural. Accountability is. And there's wisdom in counsel. There's no, and a cord of three is not easily broken. I agree with all that. But why did this individual, if he was even half of what they declared that he was, how is it that he had anybody following him? Because they weren't reading their Bibles. That's why. And I'm bringing it to the modern day church so they don't sit there and point, you know, tell others to take out the board out of their boards out of their eyes when they should take them out of their own. Matthew 7. First and foremost. I mean, talking about weakening their own message. Look what we're talking about. These are church signs, friends. The pastor saw his shadow. 6 more weeks of lousy sermons is one billboard. I honestly can't even fathom. If I seen this on a book, and what I did is I wrote all these quotes down, and they thought it was cute. They were selling these at Cracker Barrel. And it was church signs, and that's where I got all this information. And I thought, you have got to be ashamed of yourselves. You know, my wife's grandma, 98 years old, died last year, and she said every Sabbath day, all the way up until the early 60s, I heard the Law and the Prophets being preached. That's what was preached in the pulpits across the country. Now, since free love and the hippies came about, they completely gutted the message of the gospel by removing the law, which is the schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. And what do we have? This is what we have. Come in for a faith lift. Looking for a lifeguard? Ours walks on water. A dam holds water back, it's not my last name. And here's another one. Isn't this cute? Making it and putting it in contrast, I'm sorry, not in contrast, but in parallel to a psychic. This one read, Psalms read here. You know, when you see on a psychic's window it says Palms read here, they put Psalms. Or here's another one. You want to talk about blasphemy, encountering the Word of God. This sign read, let's meet at my house Sunday before the game, dash God. Folks, it's called idolatry. God ain't about your football games, your baseball games, your hockey games, whatever your games are, your idols are before a just and holy God. You know what? He condemns them in the sight of what you tolerate. Babies are being aborted. Your government's completely out of hand, a good portion of them. You're being lied to by a media that should have been held accountable a long time ago concerning their defamation, their libel, their lies, their jihadi attacks, their authoritarianism, friends. And yet you care more about the football game, and yet you have professors that call themselves Christians putting on their signs, let's meet at my house Sunday before the game. God, really? Wow. Here's another one. Read the Bible every day to prevent truth decay. What's the problem? Is your life running on empty? Free fill-ups here every Sunday. Folks, keep in mind there's a natural faith. And there's a carnal faith. The faith of Christ is we walk by faith and not by sight. Carnal faith walks by sight. And it contain, or in what it does is that it receives what it wants rather than what God's will wills to be. It's crossless. Here's another one. Trade God your pieces for his peace. As I said yesterday, I understand what he's saying there. Because Spurgeon was right when he said, I'm sorry, Martin Luther said, the great reformer said, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. He's exactly right. Spurgeon said that God needs to break a man into a thousand pieces before he can create anything out of him. He's exactly right. Because it's not about us, it's about the Christ. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. As we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, as we grow up into him who is the head of all principality and power. Right? Here's another one. The reality of hell, come early and hear our choir. Why doesn't the world believe? Because they don't. They're believers that don't believe. And what's interesting is that every single one of these pages, as I turned and I seen these church billboards, not a one of them had scriptures on their billboards, which is the sword of the Spirit. Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's. I can't even believe it. I really honestly, I can't. And this should cause any real Christian to be indignant. Let me finish these off. The church is prayer conditioned. 7 days without God makes one weak. Isn't that cute? Try Jesus. If you don't like him, the devil will always take you back. Folks, just think about how demeaning that is. Jesus died for the sins of the world, and they had the audacity to say, try Jesus. You know why they use vernacular like that? Because they don't know Jesus. And we're unified with Christ. It's not a personal relationship. It's a unity with the Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. Try Jesus. If you don't like him, the devil will always take you back. Wow. No wonder why we have so many people spinning out, namely the younger generation. Tithe if you love Jesus, anyone can honk. Here's another one, road rage. What would Jesus do? For all of you, what would Jesus do? Bracelet-wearing hypocrites. I want to tell you what he would do. He's doing it through his church today. Matter of fact, he condemned the very ideas. What would Jesus do by doing it? His was never a profession of love with his mouth. It was always a demonstration profession through his actions. 1 John 3:18. Here's another one. The party is here. How demeaning. The weather never changes in hell. Hey, folks, hellfire preaching is unscriptural. We are to fear God, not the consequence. Okay? Luke 12:4. Dogs go to heaven. Cats go to purgatory. Isn't that cute? Hey, Catholics, read your Bible. It's man-made. That's the commandments of men, which they mean to make void God's commandments. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. There is no purgatory. Okay? Read your Bible, Catholics. And here's another one. Finally, a free trip to heaven. Details inside. I want to tell you something. Our redemption and our salvation cost the Son of God everything to give us what we have today. Therefore, our inheritance is him, and he is ours. And if we take it holy, we'll always find him. See ya.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.